You know who it is? Syntax and Terrific, Deep Space 5. Listen to my man Harvey Hargrove, Seek First Sports. Peace.
So one thing you have to keep in mind is a lot of things sound good at all times, right? A lot of things sound good. You hear someone else say it, you get inspired. Yes, I'm going to do it. That's awesome. I'm going to write it down and try it for myself. And in those moments, you mean it. Because you're being inspired. Someone else is saying it. You're picturing yourself doing it. You're seeing yourself doing it. You're looking at the results of others. You're looking at the results of someone that's right before you. But you still have to go through the steps yourself, right? And that's where it can get tough for many individuals. I've been talking to you guys a lot about mindset and a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And the fixed mind is like, you know what? I'm either good at it or I'm not. And yes, I'm going to go through the motions and practice. I'm going to get my reps in. I'm going to take my ground balls. I'm going to take my swings. What are you really doing it for? Are you keeping inventory? Again, you guys are going to get tired of me saying this, but are you keeping inventory of what's going on with you? When you take a bad swing, what it feel like? The whole kinetic chain from the ground all the way to the top of the head, right? There's a lot of components to a swing. There's a lot of moving parts, if you will. And you need to learn to keep those parts quiet. You need to learn to stay through a baseball as a fielder, whether you're in the infield or the outfield. Catchers and pitchers have things that they need to work on a daily basis as well. But do you want to do it? Because that's what it's going to come down to. I tell everyone I work with, it's not about me. Yes, I have a bit of a resume that helps me teach younger baseball players and younger men things about life and baseball. I have a cheat code. I've already been there. I've done it before. And guess what? I've been on both sides of everything I talk to you about. I've been the lazy guy that, you know what? I've been hitting pretty good. I don't need to go in for early work today. I feel pretty good. I wasted an opportunity to get better. Other times, I'm going real good right now. I was inspired by something a teammate said, or I saw him doing a drill that I was like, man, you know what? I think that would help me too. And then I've just gone to it, right? I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it the next day. I'm going to be doing it in 2 weeks. I'm going to be doing it in 2 months, right? And then you do that, in my case, all the way until you get to, in my mind, your destination. I was told I wasn't going to be drafted because I was on the smaller side. So I took it as a challenge. You know what? Let's see, though. Let's see. Maybe I can get drafted. Still small, coming out of high school. Went to a Division I school. I had a process of things happening with me as an athlete, getting by through most of high school and college with little to no coaching, right? And I'm just saying it how it is because that's the truth of the matter. If a coach gets an athlete, most of the times they're gonna find a way to get them into the game. They're gonna fine tune them until they're able to have success. And I had success at the high school level. I had success at the college level, but I didn't really have that person in my ear saying, make sure you do this every day. Make sure you do that every day. Yes, I had people that poured into my life from the beginning, right? And I know that I'll have that until I'm done. I have it now in my personal life. There's a lot of things that I am doing right now that I haven't done before. I might not be the most skilled in anything, but I'm going to find out how to navigate whatever situation that I'm in. And I do it now. And the best way to do that is to ask someone or to listen to someone. So that's why I made myself available in the way that I have, because the way I look at things, I played a game and I was pretty good at it. It doesn't make me special. It doesn't make me an expert. It gave me a level of experience to be able to pass on to whoever needs it, right? Everyone's not going to play high school baseball. Some kids just want to get good enough to play rec league baseball. And I think that's a good thing. I love the game of baseball. It'll put you in a place where you can have many different experiences as I had. But again, I ended up in a place where I didn't want to be around the game anymore. 15 years, about eight years where I didn't watch the game at all. I was good. I didn't need the game anymore. The way it ended off wasn't how I saw fit. There's many different reasons for that. I'm sure we'll dig into them as we go through the process. But if you don't put in the work, you can't expect to get better, man. You wonder why the game of baseball, and I was about to say our game, and I mean it, our game of baseball is dominated at the infield positions by and large, Latin players, right? Or American-born players that have been playing since they've been 9 and 10 years old in travel ball academies or baseball schools, where they've just been fortunate to be in an area that has really good baseball. But what does that equal up to? They spent time doing something. They had a regimen. They had something that they were doing on a regular basis. And I'll tell you right now, I see daily kids that physically are ready for this game, just like I was. But when it comes to the rubber meeting the road, in my case, where I dealt with some adversity all the way through baseball. Didn't play at Sac State until game 17. Coming over as a sophomore, I played varsity, but I struggled because I was a guy that had grown accustomed to using a 13-inch glove, going from the basketball court to a baseball field at 12. And I felt comfortable playing shortstop. I was a shortstop. I came in and I threw hard, so I pitched. Same thing in high school. And I was accustomed to using a 13-inch glove. I get to Cordova High School. Coach Anderson basically takes the 13-inch glove out of my hand and says, I need a smaller glove. And I go down to an 11.5-inch glove. And again, this is where mindset comes in, right? Mindset really does matter, because you went from a kid who thought he was a pretty good baseball player. Not the best, but you know what? I can play this game a little bit. Lots of confidence. Felt good as a shortstop. Had a good arm. And now you put an 11.5-inch glove on his hand. And I looked at this thing like, huh. I was like, I'm basically fielding ground balls with my hand now. And what do you think that does to a sophomore in high school who just came back from playing in the Senior Little League World Series representing Europe? And he's playing varsity with 17 and 18-year-olds. And he now has an 11.5-inch glove. I knew I had something to prove as a sophomore playing varsity. I hit the ball pretty well, but guess what else happened that year? A whole lot of failure, because I broke our school record for not home runs. That's my Sac State record. I broke our school record for errors in a season. And it's not an error. It's not a record that you want, right? But it's a record that I have. I don't know if it's still there. It might be. It may not be. But those are things as a young baseball player that, you know, you can quit playing altogether. You can say, move me to the outfield. Or you can, you know what? You can start taking more ground balls. So I started taking more ground balls. And when it was all said and done, I wasn't a great infielder. I was a solid baseball player that could swing the bat. And I had a lot of experience. And now looking back, there's things that I would have done differently. There's things I would have done the exact same. There's areas I would have went harder in. There's areas I would have pulled back on. But that's why I say it's not really about me. But I can help these young men through their experiences by saying, you know what? At the end of the day, it's on you. But if I were you, here's an option. Option A, option B, option C. Every one of these options provides a way for you to get better as a baseball player. Because it's all going to be about personal development. If you're a person that doesn't deal with failure well, you might fall more into the fixed mindset where, you know what, I'm just not very good at this. There's ways around that, but it's going to be a little bit tougher, right? But other areas are going to be extremely easy for you because you're already good at them, and you can just fine tune them as you go along in the process. If you're a growth mindset individual, as I believe I was after I dig through all the past years of baseball experience, you're going to learn from it. You're going to say, you know what, I can be better. I can take more ground balls. I can take less ground balls more effectively. You're going to find a way. And you know what, if you need help in that journey, in that process, let me know. That's what I signed up for when I decided to come back out and be involved with the game. It isn't to have a legacy for my name or for my area. I just want to see people get better at baseball. And I said it once, I'll say it again. I love the game of baseball probably more than you do. But at the end of the day, it's about the people for me. So if you want to just play in high school, you want to play rec in your rec league, you want to sit bench in high school, or if you want to make your high school baseball team, you want to make it into college, you want to play professionally, there's a way to get there. Coach Harv, I'm out.